In Jesus' name we come, and we come boldly to the throne of grace this morning. God, thank you for every need that you've given us, Lord, and that every need is met in one place, and that is your Son. Thank you, Lord, for the confidence that we have today in the love of Jesus to us. That, Lord, we are now accepted in the Beloved. Thank you, God, that again you are calling us to come boldly to your throne of grace, to come as we are, praise the Lord, thanking you that it is Christ that lives in me. Now, Lord, we again ask that, Lord, the eyes of our understanding, Lord, enlighten them. Light us up in the love that you have for us. God, help us to truly have a renewed passion, God, an encouragement, God, a desire, Lord. Stoke that flame in our hearts. There might be one or two or many today, Lord God, that's not feeling much. God, as the fire may they think has gone out. Lord, in the name of Jesus, right now, quicken them. Quicken us together in Christ, Lord. Let us know that your love never ends. Your love, hallelujah, extends to us. Your arm is never short, Lord God. The desert that we are in, thank you, Jesus. You said, dig the ditches and I will fill them up. Now, Lord, we know this. We know because it's your faithfulness. God, help us to lay hold of it today. Increase our faith in the love of God that is to us. And we give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. If you'd open your Bibles, we'll begin today in Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 20. That's Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 20. And it says there, giving thanks always. Let's read that again. Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. One more time. Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now this is a fitting time, brothers and sisters, as we're entering this Thanksgiving week. And the Lord so sweetly has laid upon my heart this encouragement and has shown this to me of the mighty, mighty working power of thankfulness in our lives. And I'm talking about the mighty working power. See, I don't believe, and I know I can speak for my own life, and he enlightened it a little bit more, but I do not believe we really realize the need and the power of overwhelming thanksgiving in our life. Where you're just overwhelmed in the thankfulness of Jesus Christ and his love to us. Now, I mentioned this a little bit on Wednesday night, and of this incredible power multiplying. And it truly is a testimony of the faithfulness of God in my life that the Lord has brought to me here recently in this overwhelming thankfulness. And it's all by his grace. But, brothers and sisters, it's a power that God is pouring forth in my heart. I can only kind of express it as, you know, you've seen maybe those pictures of old, they don't have it as much anymore, but where they'd go out and they'd try to find oil in the ground and they'd build those big towers and they'd be pumping and pumping and pumping and pumping and then bang! And that gusher of oil would just be flying all over the place. And I have to tell you, by the grace of God, in all sincerity, and of my Savior Jesus Christ, that's happened to me over the past couple weeks again. Hallelujah. And I thank the Lord. It's shot higher. It's gone further. It's gone wider in my life. In this encouragement, Lord, of the power of his thankfulness that's causing my mind to be stayed upon him like never before. This thankfulness is turning the vision of my heart to the things above like never before. And really, I believe that maybe the most significant thing is this overwhelming gratitude, brothers and sisters, of his love to me. I mean, I know that Jesus loves me, but this gratitude of his love for me, the gratitude for him dying for me, the gratitude for him ascending to the right hand of the Father for me, this thankfulness that he sent the Holy Ghost
to me. The thankfulness that the Holy Ghost, in spite of my negligence, in spite of my orneriness, in spite of my sometimes being defiant, He ministers to me the depths and the riches of the gospel of Christ. The thankfulness that that love so encompasses every bit of my life. The thankfulness that He pursues me moment by moment. The thankfulness that He uses everything in my life to get my attention to turn to Him in everything. And this thankfulness, I have to tell you, it's been super abounding in my life. And lifting me in an overcoming above things that truly have gripped my life and have distracted me in my life. That I have to tell you, I thought these things in a sense, well, Lord, maybe this is the thorn that will never leave. I got maybe thinking about the thorn a little bit too much like the Apostle Paul. And then maybe thinking, well, it's just going to be the thorn that remains there. But God, and because of His love, and specifically the thankfulness that He's given me in my heart for His love for me, I'm telling you, I just don't have time to think about those things anymore because I'm too thankful. I mean, I don't even know how to tell you. It's a thankfulness to God that is overwhelming my heart. And I say, Lord, I want that joy unspeakable and full of glory always. It's not predicated upon the events that are occurring around my life or what's going on. Because that is going to be temporal, as good as it might be, it's going to end. That's not being negative. That's just how it is. Because God is going to have it be that way, that you're never going to be able to put your confidence in the feelings, in the things of this life. He is a jealous God. And it's okay. He's God. And it's a good jealousy because He loves you. He loves you. He dotes upon you. You are in His hand. Do you know that? Do you know that He gave His Son for you? Do you know that His Son lives in you? Do you know that you are a son of God? If you've accepted Christ Jesus as Savior today, you are His son. And my boys can tell you, this daddy doesn't leave them alone. I try to give them space, but my heart in prayer, it's always to my kids. Amen. It's always to them because I want God's best for them. I want that wonderful communion, praise the Lord, with all of God's precious people, constantly with the Lord. How beautiful it is to have a mind that meditates on the Lord in everything that you're doing, in such a perfect and beautiful, harmonious way. That, Lord, this is the best of times that I'm having. Because, praise the Lord, I know You're always with me, but now I'm with You. I'm with You. Hallelujah. I know You've been there all the time, but now finally, praise God, in spirit, I've shown up. I just want to be around You, Lord. I want to have Your word ministering to me. I get that my life truly lives only one way, and that's by the word of God turned on in my life to where it's just abundant and thanking Him. And brothers and sisters, this doesn't mean I'm, you know, just sitting in church and I'm walking around with the Bible. No, this is everywhere I go. This is everywhere He takes me. And I can't get my mind off of Him. And it's wonderful. As I'm enjoying something, I enjoy it more because I'm enjoying it in Jesus. You know what I'm talking about. And this is this thankfulness that begins to really radiate from our hearts. But I was thanking God so richly, especially over these past few weeks, that, Lord, You've taken things that, you know, kind of had distracted me from time to time. And yes, you know, getting down on my knees, and we're always praying in all of these things. But, Lord, it's this power of thankfulness. I want you to go just across the page here in Ephesians 5. Read verses 3 and 4 with me. And listen to this. This is incredible stuff. Because these are the things, brothers and sisters, that because of our flesh, we are tempted with. We are tried with. We know this. We are weak, but for God. Now listen to these things. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you as becometh saints. Now if I just stopped right there, we'd all look at each other and say, we're in a world of hurt.
Oh, wow. We've got a problem. But we've got Jesus, and we have the Word, and you've got verse 4. So let's keep reading. And that's one thing that people that try to condemn you with the Word of God, they'll try to not read you the whole passage. They'll try to just pull something out like the enemy tried to do with Jesus and twist it up. See, rightfully divided word. Now listen, but fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you as become a saints. Neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient. And here it is. But rather, giving of thanks. Did you hear that? It wasn't really drawn out here very much, was it? It wasn't like, no, wait a second, I got to give you this big formula and we're going to go over to the board and we're going to show you how you get this done. But rather, give thanks. What do you think? Huh? Let me tell you something. There is a power that by the grace of God, we really need to tap into. Hallelujah. In thankfulness, isn't there? Oh, yes. And not just this, again, this thankfulness for things. The thankfulness for Him. The thankfulness for the truth. The thankfulness for, as, again, I just been so thrilled about Brother Abraham. He just walked. He went out, not knowing where he was going. The only thing he knew that God was leading him to was the continuing city whose builder and maker is God. Paul said it even more sweetly to us because we have a better thing. He said, if by any means I might attain unto that out resurrection. He said that I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Amen. And we know as he testified there at the very end of his life how sweetly that the Lord finished it. I've kept the faith. I've fought the fight. Praise God. Yes. And now there is therefore for me a crown of righteousness, an exalted rank of righteousness because of that good fight, because of keeping that faith. Praise the Lord. Because of all that grace that he took, that crown, hallelujah, is laid up for him. And he said, but not unto me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. So see, there we go now. It's him. It's this thankfulness. Praise the Lord in him. But we read this here about all of this uncleanliness and filthiness and foolishness and jesting and all of these things that aren't, in a sense, convenient. It's just not our lives. So rather, give thanks. Give thanks for Christ in you. Give thanks for who you really are in Christ Jesus. And that life will begin to reign. You don't need to try to make it rain. You don't need to try to do this or work for that. Just be. Let Christ reign. He lives in you. And here's this precious word that gives us this, that tells us this, that in thanksgiving we overcome. A life that oozes thankfulness, the Spirit reigns over the flesh. Oh, yes, it does. And I can testify so sweetly in a more magnificent way than I ever could testify because of the thankfulness of the grace of God. And he brings that thankfulness to our lives. See, in Romans 1, he tells you what happens to natural man when we quit giving thanks. It's very clear. It's one of the most sobering chapters you'll ever read. But for God in a life where you will go every single time. But see, natural man, it said, they quit giving glory to God, neither were they thankful. They weren't thankful anymore. See, we are in a magnificent time. It's an amazing time. People are the least thankful than they've ever, ever been. And people should be more thankful right now than they've ever, ever been. People have, well, I'm not even going to go there. But you know exactly what I'm saying. But see, brothers and sisters, when man becomes unthankful, he turns to his own mind. He goes in his own thoughts. And his thoughts only can lead to a darkened heart.
And a darkened heart goes one way, and that's just to fulfill every lust of the flesh. And when you go that way, it doesn't just stop. It doesn't just stop and say, well, I'll just do a little of this, or I'll have a little of this when I'm not thankful. Being unthankful spreads, and it begins to spread to every bit of your life. It's a canker. It's a disease. And God help us to be a thankful people. Thankful for Him. Thankful again for this word of God. Now, I want you to be encouraged. Don't despair. You might be a little bit low on thankfulness this morning, but see, it's He that abides faithful. And always let the truth encourage your life. Again, it's not predicated on feeling. It's not predicated on what you're sensing. The truth is that if you are a child of God today, you have got all thankfulness that lives in you. Did you hear that? I didn't even hear one amen. If you are a child of God today, you have the life of Christ living in you. And I believe that the life of Christ is truly all thankful. Amen? Amen. Amen. All right. Lord, wake us up to this wondrous truth. Christ Jesus in you gives you all thankfulness. You don't believe me? Colossians 3:17. Here it is. And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus. I've had many people tell me that, and they're thankful for that. And that's sweet, but they stop there. They think somehow it's them giving thanks to God in the name of the Lord Jesus. But the Lord so clarifies this so sweetly in this verse. Keep reading through this. And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. You cannot give thanks to the Father in your life except by Jesus Christ in you. Do you know that? See how subtle self-righteousness can come in? Do you see the grace of God that we need truly to apprehend and really enjoy and thank? See, we give thanks by Him. We give thanks through Him. See, He's in you and He's ready to perform all of this thankfulness by faith. And think about this. Jesus Christ was the most thankful man that ever lived. Oh, yes, He was. Most thankful man that ever lived. He gave thanks to the Father always. He gave thanks to the Father in everything. The gratitude to the Father for the Father's love to Him. The plan of the Father for His life. It sincerely overwhelmed Jesus. And it's so sweet. I was just going through and looking at where Jesus Christ said thanks. Okay? And the only times it's recorded that He gave thanks, there were always two instances of things going on. It was when He was breaking bread or when He was taking the cup to drink. He always thanked the Lord for that. So what was He really thanking Him for? He was thanking Him for His purpose. He was thanking Him for the life that the Father had called Him to live. He was thanking Him for the suffering that was to come once and for all. Now, let's put it to us and for us and this power that's working in us. Christ lives in you. What has He called you to? He would that all men be saved and come to the full knowledge of the truth. You're here in a meeting. If you come here, you're here today. You are hearing. It's not because of this place. It's not because who I am. It's who God is. And it's who His Word is. And it's what His Word wants. And His Word wants you to have a life that truly is to the praise and the glory of His grace. Well, there is a grace and glory message that is given in the Word of God that was brought through the Apostle Paul, that is the mystery of Christ Jesus in the church. That Jesus Christ will have a bride. And that bride will come out from among His people. Oh, yes. Again, typed over and over in the Word of God, how this ministering to this precious one, she would leave that family. She would go just like Rebecca went. She was the chosen one. Praise the Lord. And this message, praise God, has chosen you. And it has. And all that's required, praise the Lord, is, Lord, I will go. I will go. I understand this. Paul was ministering that sweet message there in Philippians. This was 30 years after he had known the Lord. And he was still saying, look, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Paul was saved way back when. Paul knew that he was seated together with Christ in the heavens. He knew that now he was a son of God. He knew that he could not be separated from the love of God. So what was he pressing for? What was he reaching to attain? It was more grace. He needed more grace to understand, son. Hallelujah, I have a double portion for your life, just like I want the double portion for my life. As it says about Jesus Christ in the Word of God, Paul's gospel was given to fulfill the Word of God. Paul's gospel was given to complete the Word of God. What is the Word of God? The Word of God is Jesus. Paul's gospel was given to complete Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ will not be complete until he has his wife. Why does not Christians, they don't want to see this. They don't want to believe this. They don't want to take hold of that. Because we stop in our thankfulness. We do. We stop in our thankfulness because of the love of God. Why do you think he says, know the love of Christ? He wants you to know all the love of Christ. As he says, the height, the depth, the width, the breadth, the length, all of those things. He wants you to know it all. And praise God, he said that you would know it. Now, this isn't some cerebral thing. You know that you couldn't pick up that word of God just like man tries to do and read through that, study it. They make seminaries. They try to have classes and all of that. But without the Spirit, they know this much, nothing. They make a mockery out of it. They try to decide and decipher, and they try to put formulas in that thing and all of these things. That's the living word of God. That's Christ. Man's wisdom is foolishness to God. They couldn't figure out anything. And they can't. It's by his Spirit, saith the Lord. I've been so thankful to God. There's been many of these young people starting to propose to one another and asking for hands in marriage and all of these different things. And I was thinking of these sweet little brides, the bride-to-be's. And, you know, they always catch him unawares. Here he comes in with that ring at that time. They never expected it. They might be thinking, oh, is he going to ask me to marry him? And you know how guys do. Oh, I got to go to a ball game. And then they come back around the back door after. They're going, oh, that fella. And there's the ring. But it was so sweet because I was thinking, you know, when that woman receives that ring and that proposal in marriage, and I'll ask every sister here. There was a joy unspeakable. There was an encouragement, a rush of love that probably, well, I don't know, maybe there's never in a sense like that. It is a special, special moment. But what about the thankfulness? How thankful you were to receive that proposal. I'm not talking about a thankfulness in, oh, I owe you something. But a thankfulness that you gave me something. Thankfulness that you gave me all of your love. You gave me all of your heart. You gave me everything that you have. What's mine is yours, honey. God, help me to quit fighting. To think somehow in my mind that God is not that. No, God is that. Okay. You want to abound in faith? I believe you do. You want to abound in being built up in the Lord? Yes. Colossians 2:7, it says, then remain and abound in thankfulness. Remain and abound in thankfulness. Hallelujah. See, you can believe something, but then you believe with this encouragement of love, this thankfulness. It's called faith in the Holy Ghost. Colossians 4:2, we were there last Sunday. You want complete and all-powerful prayer? It tells you right there that, it says it right here. Look at that, I'm already there. Continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. That watch means be alive and active in the same thing in prayer. That's all-powerful. You want all-powerful prayer? Pray in thanksgiving. Pray in that absolute thankfulness to God. Ask God for grace. You want to give glory to God in your life? 2 Corinthians 4:15. It says,
The thankfulness of God, the testimony of the thankfulness of God in our lives is the greatest proof of grace growing in your life. I'll close it up like this. Brothers and sisters, we come together and we talk about the bride of Christ here. And I love it. Matter of fact, we don't just talk about it, we rejoice in it. We thank the Lord for it. In Revelation 9, you'll read about these four living ones. And the four living ones represents that company, praise God, which will be the company of saints. That's the bride of Christ. You'll read about that in Revelation, that that is the company that is in the midst of the throne with him, a worshiping company. Oh, they love the Lord. Hallelujah. They just are so excited to be, praise the Lord, with him. And then as you go on in Revelation, it even talks about how the Lord has that precious company ruling and reigning with him, actually sending them out in that judgment time to even pour forth the different things of judgment that God has in store for this world. That's what ruling and reigning is all about. But it's so sweet there in Revelation 4, and I believe it's the 9th verse. It says that they say to him, glory, honor, and thanks. Glory, honor, and thanks. And I thank God for that. You know, we give him glory. Why? Because he's God. We give him honor because he's king. But you give him thanks because of love. You do. You give him thanks because of love. Do you see how much more we need the love of God in our lives? Do you see how much we need the Holy Ghost in our life? Because again, the Holy Ghost, the one that takes the love of God and sheds it abroad in our hearts. It's so precious, brothers and sisters. We've been called to be a sacrifice of thanksgiving unto him. A sacrifice of thanksgiving to him. And what that is, brothers and sisters, is by the grace of God, a life that again just moves in absolute praise and gratitude to the Lord. And I'll tell you something. By God's grace, you will be transformed from glory to glory into the image of him, as Christ in you, the hope of glory, just gives all thanksgiving to him. Let's bow our heads. Father, we thank you and give you praise. And again, we're joyful as we come into the house of the Lord to hear your word. God, help us to truly, again, embrace that the life that we now live, it's because Christ lives in us. We live by the faith of the Son of God. And Lord, that's an all-thankful life. God, help us to allow that life to be fed, that that life would be the life that grows up in us. Help us to want to come to hear the Word of God. Help us to pray, even right now, each and every one of us. Lord, give me more of a desire for the truth. Help me to want to hear the Word of God more in my life. Lord, I know that your word is true, but there may be something that's been blocking things from me hearing the word of God or whatever it may be. Lord, let the thankfulness of your love, hallelujah, Jesus Christ dying for me, living for me, ascending to heaven for me, sending everything for me, blessing me with all the spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. Everything that I am, it's because of the Lord. Lord, let that thankfulness take over my life. And God, in that name above all names, in Jesus, I know, Lord, that you will encourage that life to grow on in the depths of the knowledge of the love of Christ. Thank you again for drawing us here this morning. We give you the praise, the thanks, the honor, and the glory in all things. In Jesus' name, amen.